Hi everybody. I'm here to talk about the new course that I'm launching, which is called Back to Basics: Defeating Mind Control Tactics in Our Personal Lives and Reclaiming Our Core Power. This course is made to give more tools to better navigate our daily reality in our personal lives. To keep on seeing through the manipulation, the hidden contracts that we are asked to sign or as propositions. It is an invitation to understand better who we are and where we are in the game right now. When we are real, our lives are engineered. Usually we have to deal with quite a bit of nasty, cruel attacks along our path. You know, when we are very young, it starts with engineered situations and betrayals and things that seem not fair. You know, school is a good ground for a lot of that to happen. So these attacks usually are meant to install negative core beliefs from which we will then be manifesting in our lives, because we are a powerful creator and we do manifest a lot from our subconscious unconscious. All reals are at different stages in their awakening, and then it's a matter of you know, seeing the beauty of each other and finding ways to relate. And for that, certain types of programming also have to be overcome. Many times we are asked to sign new agreements of entrapment, so it's about recognizing their signatures. They have a specific signature. As for all Masonic signatures, they are pretty dark, and you know, when you have crossed paths with some, you can also spot other kind of similar. It's also this course is also the opportunity to review pictures together. It's a kind of training, fast speech training to improve our skills at discernment. Also, we will be studying some of the symbolism, you know, and then we can spot it in our personal lives. Oftentimes in our personal life, we do fall for embellishment stories. Like we could make the link with like cover and false memories for that. And when we break free from mind control, we can actually see more clearly what was happening. Maybe the darkness that was there that we were not really seeing when directly immersed in the experience. And I think all of us are keeping on unfolding our past. The past is not always what it seemed it was. So in the present moment, it's a perpetual unfolding. Doing that kind of work is also about keeping on seeing which are these handling energies in our life, who is playing this role of handlers, where there is a point of harvest, and some of us will experience it in the body directly. Like I have for many years now, like a specific point in my back, which is linked to my heart chakra, and I do feel several times a harvest happening there, and I can kind of feel and tune to like a whole entity or faction like plug into my back. And so this is interesting to reflect, when is this happening? You know, like is there a similarity? Is this when I feel guilty or these kinds of things? Many times we are invited to be corded heavily to controlled opposition operations, and we are seeing one playing right now in the US with these truckers operation, and it's all orchestrated, it's all engineered, like our life is also very much engineered. But with consciousness, we kind of bring more of the truth and of the realness up to the front of our life. It's very important to keep on avoiding and not engaging in operations that are thought for us and that are therefore not in creation. And something that is really working a lot on the scene right now is all these protests. But protest is contract, it is therefore a trap of agreement, it is a point of harvest and a point of polarization too. And protesting means acknowledging the government, and this it's already, we see that that's how it's a trap. We agree to their rules by protesting, by reacting against their proposition. So this operation in particular is mainly, so it has a specific signature, and this signature is interesting to study, for example. In this case, it is generating a lot of false hope, which is also a point of harvest, and it's also engineered to distract. So how do we change our personal timeline? It's by focusing individually on our life, and that is also how we influence this operation on personal and collective levels. It is bring all these classes, some of the material that is shared online by Sincere Genuine Reels is there to increase our, to encourage us to increase our ability to see through, and then we have a stronger foundation to navigate all that is happening on a personal level. These classes are also made so we are encouraged to keep on becoming better at spotting imposters online, but also in our personal lives, because there are many, many disguises, and also false narratives are engineered in our own very personal lives too. So it's not only the collective, and then when we are more sharp at reading the frequency signatures maybe of these collective events, it helps to recognize them playing out at the personal level. So it's a big game to navigate all these operations that are really there to harvest us, and then we can really refocus our own attention to our own healing, and also tune to the right frequencies. And with where I am in my life, it's not only, you know, it's not only real frequency, spirited frequency, because the simulation is always there all around. And I do work with practitioners who are not spirited, but who are working with energies that are really benevolent towards me. And of course, I always prefer to encounter other real practitioner spirited, then the healing will really be like a potentialized maximum for sure. So it's really complex and very interesting to share this information about what are the tricks and how we navigate our lives. So in addition to the four modules that I will be leading, Olya from the project Ananda Shakti will also be teaching four modules, mainly of deep relaxation and yoga nidra. So these modules are specifically designed to focus on healing the nervous system. And Olya is a very talented and gifted healer, and she shared the knowledge that she has applied also on her personal life to find her own way through navigating all these stressful environments. So her classes are really an invitation to help to navigate our triggers in a more calm way, with less in reaction, more available. All these classes, some of the material that is shared online by Sincere Genuine Reels is there to encourage us to increase our ability to see through, And then we have a stronger foundation to navigate all that is happening on a personal level. These classes are also made so we are encouraged to keep on becoming better at spotting imposters online, but also in our personal lives, because there are many, many disguises, and also false narratives are engineered in our own very personal lives too. So it's not only the collective, and then when we are more sharp at reading the frequency signatures maybe of these collective events, it helps to recognize them playing out at the personal level. So it's a big game to navigate all these operations that are really there to harvest us, and then we can really refocus our own attention to our own healing, and also tune to the right frequencies. And with where I am in my life, it's not only, you know, it's not only real frequency, spirited frequency, because the simulation is always there all around. And I do work with practitioners who are not spirited, but who are working with energies that are really benevolent towards me. And of course, I always prefer to encounter other real practitioner spirited, then the healing will really be like a potentialized maximum for sure. So it's really complex and very interesting to share this information about what are the tricks on how we navigate our lives. So in addition to the four modules that I will be leading, Olya from the project Anandashakti will also be teaching four modules, mainly of deep relaxation and yoga nidra. So these modules are specifically designed to focus on healing the nervous system. And Olya is a very talented and gifted healer, and she shared the knowledge that she has applied also on her personal life to find her own way through navigating all these stressful environments. So her classes are really an invitation to help to navigate our triggers in a more calm way, with less in reaction, more available for whatever is happening in our reality, and it helps a lot to be way less reactive. So if you have questions, or if you want more information, you can write to me. You can also consult the page on my website. There is more information about it's a presentation of the course. So I'm very looking forward to start beginning of March, and I hope to see some of you there.